The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for July 3rd of 2026. On this week's edition of Michigan's premier progressive podcast, Progressive Democratic State Representative Betsy Cafia joined the show, and we talked about the massive power and influence corporate lobbyists have in Lansing.
Look, we had huge utility outages. We have some of the worst service in the whole, like, Midwest with some of the highest prices. And, like, DTE has so much power that we weren't allowed to advance any of the utility accountability legislation that is wildly popular in the real world, even as the Democratic trifecta came in and had outage after outage in the dead of winter. Like, that's got to tell you something. I have a colleague who worked for 2 straight years on some critical mental health reforms that would actually require big insurance companies to cover mental health, inpatient care, things like that. And I watched her. She's very diplomatic, much more than me, and like bent over backwards to try to get it where it could pass. She told me that Blue Cross was able to kill it at the last minute. She thought she had the votes and it never was allowed a vote.
You can listen to my full interview with Representative Betsy Cafia of Traverse City on this week's show. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Representative Cafia is going for her 3rd straight term after winning what was once a reliably Republican area. Now, of course, a huge chunk of that happening was due to the citizen-driven anti-gerrymandering and independent redistricting commission ballot drive of 2018, making some districts more representative and fair throughout the state. But Betsy Cafia won her seat by just under a percentage point in 2022 and then won by a bigger margin in 2024, even though Trump won Michigan in 2024 and the MAGA Michigan Republican Party made it one of their main goals to defeat Representative Cafia. But she defeated them. Now, why did someone like Betsy Cafia resonate with voters in Northwest Michigan? And you're probably thinking she had to, you know, moderate her stances, like voting against unions or public schools or sell out marginalized Americans like immigrants or the LGBTQ plus community. Nope. Representative Cafia won and keeps winning because of her day in and day out mission to battle the revolving door of corporate and government corruption in Lansing. You see, she's actually in the mainstream wanting to fight that corruption. The extreme position is fighting to keep it. But as we're noticing throughout the state, working-class Michiganders from urban, suburban, and rural areas are banding together to fight back against billionaire big tech bro data centers. And Betsy Cafia was one of the few Democrats who voted against expanding tax cuts for the tech bros and their data centers, which were, sadly, coveted by Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Representative Cafia has also introduced government transparency bills to help make it easier for we Michiganders to see what exactly is happening within the executive and legislative branches in our state government. But guess what? Those bills haven't passed in Lansing, as Michigan remains one of the least transparent states in the union. Now, thankfully, we, the voters and taxpayers, might have our own chance at least reining in some of the lobbying done by utility monopolies like DTE and Consumers Energy or healthcare industry magnates like Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The Mop Up Michigan initiative collected over 500,000 signatures from across the state and will probably get on the ballot. DTE and other corporate behemoths in Michigan will try to block that initiative from reaching the ballot, which will just demonstrate once again to voters how much these corporations despise democracy and how much they despise us, the working class. And that's why good progressives like Betsy Cafia and other real working class progressives win in Michigan and win across the country. They are demonstrating that they are against the real swamp in Lansing and the real swamp in D.C. They're demonstrating they not only care for their people, but they will fight for their people. That's why progressives are winning and why progressive populist policies are popular with the people. Mind-numbingly, the corporate Democratic Party establishment still ain't getting that message. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials, subscribe to the show on YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to us on Patreon as well. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.